The Luke Easter Stories, Week 6, Day 5. Jesus shows them his hands and feet and eats some broiled fish and honeycomb. But as they spoke these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and says to them, "Peace be to you." But being terrified and in fear, they thought that they beheld a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you disturbed, and why do reasonings arise in your heart? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you behold me having." And having said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they yet did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Do you have here any food?" And they gave him a part of a broiled fish and of a honeycomb, and taking it, he ate before them. Apocalypse Explained 365. As peace, in the internal sense of the word, signifies the Lord, and from him heaven and eternal life, and in particular the delight of heaven arising from conjunction with the Lord, so the Lord, after the resurrection, when he appeared to the disciples, said to them, "Peace be to you." True Christian Religion, number 109. The Lord, before his coming into the world, was indeed present with men of the church, but mediately through angels who represented him. But after his coming, he is present with men of the church immediately, for in the world, he put on also the divine natural in which he is present with men. The glorification of the Lord is the glorification of his human, which he assumed in the world. And the Lord's glorified human is the divine natural. That this is so is evident from this, that the Lord rose from the tomb with his whole body that he had in the world, and he did not leave anything in the tomb. And he therefore took with him the natural human itself from the firsts to the lasts of it. So after the resurrection, when his disciples believed they were seeing a spirit, he said to them, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." This makes it clear that by glorification his natural body was made divine. Therefore, Paul says that in Christ dwells all the fullness of divinity bodily. And John says that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the true God. From these things, the angels know that in the whole spiritual world, the Lord alone is complete man. Apocalypse Explained 5:13. That the Lord glorified his human even to its ultimate, which is called the natural and sensual, he made manifest by showing the hands and feet, and by the disciples feeling them, and by his saying that a spirit does not have flesh and bones as he had, and by his eating of the broiled fish and honeycomb. Hands and feet signify the ultimates of man, likewise flesh and bones. And broiled fish signifies the natural in respect to truth from good, and honey the natural in respect to the good from which is truth. Because these corresponded to the natural man and then signified it, they were eaten in the presence of the disciples. For a fish signifies from correspondence the natural in respect to knowing. Therefore, also a fish signifies in the word knowledge and the knowing faculty, which belong to the natural man, and a broiled fish signifies knowledge that is from natural good. But with the Lord, it signifies the divine natural in respect to truth from good. Apocalypse Explained 53. While man is in the body, he does not see such things as are in heaven unless the sight of his spirit is opened. When this is opened, then he sees. In this way, John saw the things described in Revelation, And in like manner, the prophets saw, and they were therefore called seers, and were said to have their eyes opened. In this way also angels were seen in ancient times, and the Lord also was thus seen by the disciples after his resurrection. This sight is the sight of the spiritual man, and because in this state all things appear representatively, John was in this sight. He who knows nothing about this sight believes that angels, when seen by men, have taken on a human form, and that when they vanished from their sight, they laid it aside. But this is not so. Angels then appeared in their own form, which is the human form, not before the sight of men's bodily eyes, but before the sight of their spirit. This sight was then opened. This is evident from the Lord's being seen by the disciples when he himself showed to them that he was a man in a complete human form, and yet he became invisible. When they saw him, the eyes of their spirit were opened, but when he became invisible, those eyes were closed. Questions and comments. What does it show us about the Lord that the first thing he said to the disciples was, "Peace be to you"? Number two, what would it have been like for the disciples to see his hands and feet, perhaps with signs of where the wounds had been? Apocalypse Explained indicates that they did feel him, seeing that he does have flesh and bones. Number three, the Lord alone is complete man, because by glorification his natural body was made divine. He himself is immediately present with us in his own divine human. At the same time, we are taught that the disciples saw him when the eyes of their spirit were opened, and perhaps their spiritual sense of touch as well. What are some of the important lessons to learn here?